Hi. So, over the past couple of years, I've used my understanding of these ideas to be very deliberate in creating some things that I very much wanted, without a doubt.
Good.
And
it's nice to be able to see the exact correlation between your thoughts and feelings and manifestations. That's really a confidence-building exercise, isn't it?
Yes.
It's fun to look at indicators. And we want to say to you, it's as fun, well, not as fun for you, but it's as fun for us. It's as fun, no matter whether the indicator is something wanted or not wanted, to notice that correlation.
Yeah, it is.
Esther will say, I did that, if it's something she really wants. And if it's something she doesn't want so much, she'll say, I did that. It's really good to know you did it. Yes.
So this has all made my stream move so fast. And I haven't been able to keep up with it relative to these particular things that I created. I stepped into them, and it's produced so much more contrast. And it's culminated in particular in the last 3 months that have been probably the most difficult 3 months that I've gone through in conscious memory.
Well, when your stream, a car that's going 100 miles an hour and hits a tree is a bigger problem than a car that's going 5 miles an hour and hits a tree. So what we're talking about, in fact, Esther has been making notes as we've been streaming the next book that is coming, that is actually 3 book contracts out, but it is the next book that is coming. And it is about managing the contrast. It is about learning to manage the gap between your habit of thoughts and where the contrast has led you in terms of your expansion. And so when you ask for big things and you're not up to speed with them, it feels more traumatic. It's not more traumatic. In other words, we would like you to, when you are wanting to hear a particular radio station in your vehicle, and you're not on the station that you want, do you bring your life to an end over it? Do you pull over to the side of the road and say, I wanted 98.7 FM, and I got 98.4 FM. I'm a failure. Or do you just adjust the dial? Because it's not different. Adjusting the dial, adjusting the vibrational variance by choosing a thought that moves you closer. The only difference is with your radio dial, you think you can spin it or punch it more rapidly, where with your emotional dial, because law of attraction tends to hold you in patterns where you are, it's a more gradual adjustment. But if you, anytime someone says to us, this is the most difficult time of my life, we have to say, then you weren't paying attention, you weren't paying attention, you weren't, in other words, contrast puts you over here, and occasionally you look over there, and you have a wonderful experience of being over there, but you have to practice maintaining a vibration that holds you in that place. So if you're letting the contrast of your life cause you to become, and cause you to become, and cause you to become, and you're not at the same time making efforts of staying in vibrational alignment with it, we can see how the ride can get a little rough. But it's easy to fix. Anytime doesn't matter. There is no place from which you cannot move. There is no stuck. There's no true separation. There's nothing as dramatic as your words are making it sound. Mm-hmm. In other words, a better way of saying exactly the same thing would be, so I've been living some really big life, and my really big life has caused me to really put some wonderful things in my vibrational escrow. And I put them there incrementally, and so I didn't even really know what I was doing. I was just living life and putting it over there. And then I began to get a glimpse of what was over there, and I started to turn my attention to what was over there. And when I began making the effort at looking at who I'd really become, then, as you said, then my juices really began flowing. Then the energy stream got faster and faster, and now, different than before, now I've done all of that, it is intolerant for me to not be up to speed with that. I used to be able to stand to not be up to speed when my stream was slower, and I even used to be able to stand to not be up to speed when I had a fast-moving stream and I didn't know about my fast-moving stream. But now I know about my fast-moving stream, and now I know what negative emotion means, and now I know what vibrational indicators are. Now I must be the deliberate creator that I was born to be. And now I'm even doing it here while I'm sitting in the hot seat, I've taken to beating up on myself when I'm not in perfect alignment. And that's the part that we want to soothe within you. We want you to practice the idea, I am where I am and where I am is okay. Where I am is enough, and it's got to be enough because I am where I am and I can't be anywhere other than where I am. Because you can't change your now. You can't in your now do enough practicing to change your vibrational relationship right now. You can't change it enough to make any big vibrational adjustments. You can't do it. They've been coming up on you slowly. They've been coming up on you slowly. And you can become more acutely aware. And you can be softer and gentler to yourself. You can be nicer to yourself. You can give yourself the benefit of the doubt more. You can relax more. You can reach for the feeling of relief more. But you can't change things this red hot minute with your behavior or with your action or with your words or even with your vibration. Your vibration is not going to change things instantly because you can't change your vibration instantly. Oh, isn't that worth writing down? I cannot change my vibration instantly. I can't. Law of attraction doesn't allow it. If I've been practicing it here, even though the larger part of me is here, I can't all of a sudden do this until the moment you croak, there'll be that adjustment. But until then, it's a gradual thing. So we think all that's happened, what happens with so many of you is life causes you to become this, and you do this. Then life causes you to become this, and you do this. Then life causes you to be this, and you do this. So sometimes when you're not paying attention, life causes you to move out there faster than your ability to keep, not your ability, than your willingness to care about how you feel and your willingness to keep up with it. And so sometimes you get your stream moving so fast that it feels extra dramatic. But just stop and say, it isn't. Where I am's all right. Where I am's all right. And bless the life I've lived for putting that out there. And isn't it wonderful that I know what to do? And aren't I doing a good job on this and this and this and this and this? In other words, you've got to soothe yourself before you'll close the gap. We have never seen anyone even one time, and we've seen everyone. We have never seen anyone, even one time, close their gap even a little bit while they were regretting not closing their gap. We've never seen anyone improve their vibrational relationship one time while they were beating up on themselves for where they are. You've got to make peace with where you are, even if where you are is really where you don't want to be. You got to make peace with it or you can't close the gap. It's not possible. You cannot close the gap by being dissatisfied. Isn't that interesting? And people say, well, that's screwy because if I start being satisfied with where I am, won't I stay there? We say, no, you haven't heard the whole story. Remember, your life has caused you to do the becoming. Being satisfied with where you are just lets you close the gap. Complaining about where you are doesn't let you move. Criticizing yourself for not being somewhere else doesn't let you move. Blaming others for not being more cooperative doesn't close the gap. The only thing that closes the gap are positive aspects, appreciation, self-love, giving yourself a break, reaching for feelings of relief. The only thing that closes the gap is making an effort to be satisfied with where you are. Satisfied with where you are and eager for more is the eternal stance of the source within you. That's who you are. Good.
Thank you.